Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, we are only discussing the final trailer for Black Widow.
All that right after this. Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Jeff Randall.
Buddy.
I'm so excited. Oh my God.
All right. First off, start us off with that 5-star review, Jeff.
Got Iron Emily coming up in here saying best MCU podcast there is. Love the hosts and love the conversations.
Ooh, Iron Emily. I like it. She's like Ironheart, but Iron Emily. We talked about
I'm thinking Iron Maiden.
Maybe. I don't know. She's right into the MCU cast. I'm thinking Iron Man. Come on.
Yeah, but we're talking about Black Widow on this one, and Iron Maiden is Rachel Weisz's character.
Oh, okay. Well, let's talk about that then. Why don't we? What did you think of the new trailer, man? We're going to talk all about it, guys.
God, there's so much that we hadn't seen before, and there's so much that's been shown now, and holy crap, man.
You know, there's so much that's been shown, and I'm sure as we dig through this shot by shot, we're going to find things that we haven't seen before and that are going to spur on theories and such, but I did still feel like this kept us pretty in the dark about what's going on. One thing that it did seem to reveal was she says, I made mistakes. Before I was an Avenger, I made mistakes and I made enemies. And it shows her fighting Taskmaster by herself on a bridge. And we've seen shots from that before. But based on the way they organized this trailer, it seems that she made an enemy of Taskmaster before she went. Before joining S.H.I.E.L.D., while she was still making mistakes, which is interesting because if you're making mistakes, which I assume she means moral mistakes, things she wishes she hadn't done, but she's also making enemies of Taskmaster, could she have wronged him in a way that, like, maybe he has a reason to hate her?
Ouch.
You know, like,
you're trying to give him some amount of, you know, a moral high ground.
Yeah. What if he has a moral
reason
high ground
to hunt her?
Yeah. What if he has it? What if he like, you know, it also in this, it was pretty clear to me. And Pete, we talked about it yesterday. I don't like the idea that he only watches people on the movies, except now I kind of do because it's clear he was watching in the trailer. He's watching a shot of her from Iron Man 2.
From Iron Man 2.
Yes. He's watching security footage from Iron Man 2, which I thought was so cool.
I love that callback to her original outing.
Yes, like absolutely.
The first time we met her.
So the story started to take shape, though, because we also see him kickflip the shield. We see him expand his claws very much like Black Panther.
Oh, man.
We saw him kick off his chest in a way that reminded me of someone, but I'm not totally sure, honestly. Do you know who that might be a reference to?
I mean, it looks a lot like the way that Black Panther does combat.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Very, very springy. Spider-Man! No, Spider-Man! Holy crap, it was Spider-Man!
That does look a lot like Spider-Man. Good call.
Sorry! Holy
crap! You're right, you're right.
I got so excited just there.
No, me too. So so it looks to me like what happened, and he also fires arrows, different types of arrows, it looks like, which very much could be a Hawkeye reference. It looks like what Taskmaster did is using his ability to copy people's combat styles. Oh my gosh, I just watched that flip. It is absolutely the Spider-Man flip. The way he lands,
yes,
is absolutely a Spider-Man flip. Oh man, it's cool. Okay.
It's like getting Spider-Man in a movie without actually getting Spider-Man.
Yeah. Well, it looks like what happened is Taskmaster, using his ability to copy other people's combat styles, and I don't know about powers, but it seems like at least combat styles, he has a hatred for Natasha, so he tracks her down while she's an Avenger and does everything she can to study the Avengers. And has been because I'm assuming he thought maybe one day he'd face them all, but now it's just Black Widow versus a guy who can fight like all of the Avengers.
Oh my God, that's so great!
That's so great! It's such a great way to sort of like dovetail her story. She's her and Hawkeye have always kind of been not a joke by any means, but like, you know, the obviously lowest powered Avengers.
Yeah, but I think that Natasha would be the kind to do like the Batman thing of having, you know, having something to take down anyone on the team if they were to go rogue.
That's possible. It's also possible she just is so good. You know, in the first Avengers, she takes down Loki, or like tricks Loki, interrogates him purely by, you know, using her powers of persuasion and trickery. And like she out tricks the god of trickery. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And just wrote a song about it, actually. pretty excited about that. Hopefully it'll be out very soon. I got to finish my Star Trek album, then I'm going to get on this Black Widow thing. but she would use those powers, I think. But still, like, having her face a character who is seemingly a combination of a bunch of the Avengers, like, that's...
It's like she's having to fight the whole team.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a depowered team probably still, because he seems like he's just using the fighting styles, not necessarily using the superpowers, but still.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like he can call down lightning and
right, you
know, swing Mjolnir through her chest.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way she'd survive that.
Although I know you are going to flip your shit if he picks up a hammer at some point.
Nope.
Yep, you will. You will absolutely flip your shit. If he picks up a hammer and swings it around like Mjolnir, oh yeah, you're going to flip
like
your...
Like meow, meow.
Flip it. Meow. Look, it's meow, meow. best thing from that movie.
I need a horse. that whole sequence, yeah. Anyway.
It's great.
If he were to pick up a hammer, it wouldn't be Mjolnir, but it would be something similar. And I don't know how he could incorporate that into the rest of his fighting style, but he does. It's Taskmaster. That's, you know, it's what he does. It's his thing. And if he does, I'm probably going to lose my mind. You're right.
Yep. Absolutely. Okay. Do we want to, anything general about else to say about this trailer before we go shot by shot?
No, let's get into it.
All right. We have an establishing shot, opening shot of a... This, by the way, this is going to be probably a little longer than normal because there is a lot of shots in this. So maybe we'll try to move quickly through some of the ones that don't have much in them. First, we get this shot of a water feature of some sort. Mountains in the background. Rocks. A
beach?
Would you call that a beach? It's like rocks with... Yeah. Some sort of lake.
Just because it's not sandy doesn't mean it's not a beach.
Are you sure? Because I'm not sure about that. And I know I just said let's go fast, but I gotta get this beach thing sorted. This is important. A pebbly or sandy shore, especially by the ocean, between high and low water marks.
Did you define beach on Google?
Yes.
Okay.
I searched beach definition because I thought you were wrong, and you were. There are no pebbles or sand on this beach.
Okay.
Dang it! You got me calling it a beach. Like I said, it's a water feature.
A water feature makes it seem like it's in someone's home.
Okay, that's fair. That's why I was so broad, because I don't know what we're looking at.
There's a bridge.
Is it a bridge in the background?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Up by the mountain, there's a bridge. Okay. So then we get a shot of a trailer, and it looks like Yelena heading into the trailer. And in the thing they're talking, in the voiceover, they're talking about how she tells everyone that Black Widow is now a science teacher.
Yeah. I tell everyone my sister went out west.
Yeah, which I guess, is this confirmation this is actually her sister, do you think?
Well, it's either that or the ending where, you know, they talk about how you need to listen to your mother.
Oh, she does say listen to your mother? Oh, I missed that. I missed the mother thing. Okay, yeah, I heard her talking about her slouching. I wasn't sure. Yeah, okay. So this is her actual sister and apparently her actual mother and probably her actual father. That's interesting. And I may be wrong. Walking into this trailer, we're on this second shot of this trailer, walking yep. into the trailer, not the movie trailer, but the trailer that she's walking into. is that Black Widow or is that Yelena? She's got blonde hair. Should she have blonde hair at all in this movie?
No, she shouldn't, given the time frame. But I don't think that's blonde hair. That looks red.
Oh, maybe you're right. It looked blonde to me, but you might be right. Then it shows her kicking some booty on the bridge with a bunch of snowtroopers.
Yep.
Which snowtroopers. Seems unrelated. Because I was assuming this whole snow sequence just because of the epic nature of it, and it shows all of these characters fighting in it. I'm assuming that's toward the end of the movie.
You know, I don't think so. Really? I think that's where they are. They're going to break out Red Guardian to get him out of his prison.
Maybe. It just seems like a lot goes on in the. Of course, they may be in two snowy locations. But it just seems like a lot goes on with like all the destruction in the air while she's falling down. It seems like all of that's part of the same sequence, but maybe not. I don't know.
Well, if you recall, around the dinner table in other trailers, he sat down and said family back together again. And she was in the white suit, the same white suit that she is fighting on the bridge in this trailer.
That's true. I think it's the same white suit she... No, you're right. The one where she's falling through the air, she is in a black suit. So, okay. Yeah, good call. So it seems like the white suit may be an earlier area where she is breaking out Red Guardian. Okay, I like that.
Yep.
And then we get some classic, like, maybe S.H.I.E.L.D.-ish looking guys, or just army guys, not really S.H.I.E.L.D. Army just guys.
Armed guys.
Yeah, armed guys. I mean, there are some of them are in camouflage that look like army.
And there's Humvees.
Yeah. So that looks like probably American military of some sort. And this is the... You don't think it's American?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, it's red and blue lights on the Chevy Chevy vehicles that are pulling up. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's American military.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I just know that this looks like the same shot from previous trailers where we have General Ross. So I was assuming that may be a bad assumption, though.
The previous trailers having General Ross were scenes in outside of Budapest.
Okay, is that not where... We don't know where we are in this scene, though, right?
Right.
Some sort of destruction has happened. This looks to me like current-day Black Widow, though, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It looks like pre-Civil or pre-Infinity War.
Pre-Infinity Black War, Widow. Post-Civil War. So I'm thinking this all this stuff with her running from the probably American military is her after the Civil War events. Okay. And it's a really cute, this seems like a really cute scene with her and Yelena talking about her, you know, being off... where she is now, where she tells people she is. She's got a husband and she's waiting to buy a house. She wants to move, but she's waiting to buy a house till the interest rates go down. Like, that's just really cute to even think about.
He renovates houses.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, she renovates houses. Yeah, it's real cute. He renovates houses. Then we got a nod to, was it? Is it John Woo, the guy who does the action movies where
the doves?
Doves.
Yes.
So then the next shot is her walking through a bunch of doves, which feels like a John Woo reference, but I don't know. That's his name, right? John Woo?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I just wasn't sure if I was just wrong.
So you say it's John Woo, but this all also feels a lot like the Bourne trilogy to me.
Yeah, I can see that.
When she goes back to Budapest. Because this looks like she's, you know, trying to hide out, going back to Budapest where, you know, that's where the things happened. Or maybe that was one of her safe houses or something.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's just where her sister is.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we get, then this is where we get the shot of her on the bridge that we discussed earlier. She is in a really bad car accident with some explosion. Her car flips and apparently it looks like she's being trapped or hunted by Taskmaster.
Pursued.
Yep, she's being pursued, and it looks like he's got a shield. She fires at it. Maybe vibranium? You think vibranium?
It could be vibranium.
It does deflect bullets, and it doesn't seem phased by it.
I don't know, man. The haziness in these shots, the filter that it looks like it's gone through, coupled with her looking a little bit younger, in my opinion. And her, like, she's wearing a hoodie, you know, like a sweatshirt. When she's flipping in the car. I think that this is past footage.
Yeah, I totally agree. At least that's what the voiceover would have us believe. You know, the voiceover talks about how she made a lot of enemies and stuff. And this seems like it's a direct reference to that. Like, he's the enemy. Yeah. And then it cuts to him watching her. So, I think he is the enemy that she made, and he has spent the last however long making more of her in this Black Widow program in the Red Room.
Right. So if this is in the past, then Wakanda's borders are not open yet, and vibranium would not be a thing.
Yes, but also some vibranium has gotten out over the years. We know that.
Oh, yeah, with Claw.
Claw, get out with Claw. It got out with... obviously the original shield. Howard Stark had some. He said he used all of it, but who knows? Also, if this is far enough back, Cap isn't out yet, so maybe that is Cap's shield for all we know, you know?
Cap's shield was with him under the ice.
Oh, okay. Never mind then. That is not possible. But so given that, you know, we have people like Claw out there that know vibranium exists and have gotten a hold of some of it, I'm assuming that... And I mean, it seems like shipments of it by Ultron. So I'm assuming that this could easily be he could have gotten a hold of some vibranium. It seems like vibranium the way he's using it.
Yes, his combat style. That's what I mean. Sorry. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out, like, I'm trying to figure him out, like, while we're talking about it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I cannot wait for this freaking movie. Anyway,
bunch of shots of the Red Room. The ladies look real creepy and real powerful.
I mean, there's the sequence where he's watching Natasha fighting in Iron Man 2, like the footage from Iron Man 2, but it looks like it's, you know, from a security camera.
Yeah. So they made it look that way, but that is definitely just a shot from the movie though.
Yep. Yep.
Luckily they did a lot of shots from like above her and stuff in that movie, so that scene is amazing. Just watch that scene. It's really good. I wrote a different song about that.
Oh, did you?
Maybe.
So we flash from him watching that to combat training with the ladies in the Red Room. And it looks like they take their partner down, and then it looks like they punch him, but it also looks like they stop. So they might be, you know, going for the Widow's Bite. It might be, you know, training in that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I see that. It does look like that. That's cool.
There's more training, but then there's the really creepy, like, it almost looks like they're looking at magic being done, you know, like the Doctor Strange magic with, you know, the sigils in the circles on their faces.
Huh. That's interesting. That would be crazy if these girls have... those sorts of powers as well. But I think that's just some sort of red light in the Red Room that's just refracting on it. It looks like some lasers or something.
I agree. It's just it's reminiscent of the mandalas that Doctor Strange shows up.
Yeah.
You know, whenever he's doing his magic. It'd be really cool though if there was some magic used to mind control them and keep them as you know, slaves.
Almost. That's true. She says in the trailer, they're conscious. Are they with conscience? What do they say?
They're manipulated, fully conscious, but no choices. And that's actually right where they say that.
Yep.
And
it shows then we get Yelena. Yeah, sorry. Yelena in in some sort of straight jacket looking thing. She's tied to a bed in a white suit and a...
No, that's the White Widow. That's the White Widow uniform.
Okay.
It's got the shoulder pads and the belt buckle that is the Widow. and knee pads and stuff.
Cool.
Oh, man, she's strapped to a hospital table. Like, this almost looks like the procedure that Natasha talked about.
Oh, man, that would be rough.
It really would be, especially if they force it on you.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it seems like it's a choice they have in the way Natasha describes it. Not that it's really much of a choice if it's the thing they tell you have to do to be fully committed in this scenario.
Yep. And then Natasha says, "I should have come back for you."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's gonna be rough. It's gonna be a rough situation for them to talk about their lives or whatever, and the way they've gone. Okay, then we get a shot of a syringe. We get a shot of how many are there, and then they just show a lot of different widows getting armed up, and Yelena says, "Enough."
And it looks like she's running back into the house. Huh. And yeah, this looks like she's running back into the house, in the safe house in Budapest.
Hmm.
And then the ceiling blows out, which we've seen before. Oh, it's so cool. That's such a cool shot.
Yep.
It's so badass.
Ceiling blowing out. And I'm seeing these lasers on these guns, and I think those look pretty similar to the light you were talking about in the red room. So I think that's probably their training with the laser guns or whatever.
Not that laser guns.
Not laser guns, but the sights on their guns or something being refracted around that room.
I'm fully open to that not being magic. It just, that's reminiscent of
it. I can see it. And then we get a shot of some sort of airplane with similar to Quinjet abilities.
From the look of it, yeah.
Landing down, and looks like Taskmaster standing in red light. All menacing, like.
So ominous. Mm-hmm. And it's around one house, and it looks like in the very next shot, it's Yelena inside that house, you know, with the lights coming through, and she's bracing herself on a wall.
Yeah.
Getting ready.
And that could be later in the movie when they've been hiding out at the safe house with their whole family, and then Taskmaster's found them.
Oh,
so it seems like.
That would be so crazy.
And then we have a shot of Black Widow saying, "We're going to stop them so they can never do this to anyone again." And she's in front of that room. This is the room we've been talking about the most, the most little Easter eggs in. She's in it, and so is Yelena in the next shot. They're in that room with like a weird map, or a lot of different maps that we saw in the other shot in a previous trailer.
She's standing in a like red laser map.
Yes, and but the windows.
She's got the laser on her face.
I think the windows are look pretty similar to what we saw in that room with those other maps, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, yeah. I think that what we saw before in the other trailer is an older version of it. This is just an updated version.
Oh, that's interesting. That's an interesting idea.
They
like
kept
that.
Up with their technology.
I like that. I like that a lot. And then we get this great scene of the humongous door blowing open and prisoner Red Guardian stepping out. And then we get a shot of the hottest lady in the world stepping forward, Rachel Weisz.
Where is she in that?
I don't know.
I mean, the signs on above the doors in the hallway look, you know, a lot like it's a... probably a hospital room.
Does look like a hospital. Looks like a hospital hallway is what it looks like.
But it also could be that same or the same building that Taskmaster was watching footage in, because he had in that room there was a sign exactly like those with the numbering just like that, and it looked like he was in a locker room.
We know Yelena is in some sort of hospital torture bed thing. So it's very possible that Yelena, in the red room where Taskmaster has all these ladies, they also have some sort of facility for stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, very, very plausible. So after she walks out into the hallway, and we, you know, talk about that forever, we get we get some of the best lines. Alexi, Red Guardian, saying, you know, we're family, we fight with you. And they're standing in all of that wreckage where we're assuming the, I think I can see a Humvee in the background coming in.
Mm. Yeah, it's a good call. This looks like the same wreckage we've seen in other scenes where there was like a big, what's it called? Like the big,
like a helicarrier coming down almost.
Was it a helicarrier? I remember seeing like a satellite dish of some sort. It looks like a lot of wreckage, and we've seen it in various trailers from different angles and different kinds of wreckage, and they're in the middle of it. This might be the aftermath of that scene where all that stuff is falling from the sky.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, she's wearing another black outfit. It might be the same black outfit. Yeah, that's very, very likely, I think. But yep. What we didn't know from previous shots or previous trailers is that her whole family is there with her. Right. So that's neat.
It looks like they want to stay there and help. And it, you know, there's that hand grab of like, you know, this is my fight, or, you know, this is my thing. You guys have to get out of here.
Yeah, that might be.
That may be why we see her alone in other shots.
Yeah, maybe.
Or it could just be, you know, that's how they shot it, you know, that one time.
Yeah. Then we get a great shot of Rachel Weisz, Iron Maiden, leading her into a back room where she moves some chips out of the way, moves like a pantry out of the way, and shows an insane amount of gun clips. there's a lot.
There's gas masks, yep. And there's mannequin heads with stuff on them, and she grabs a grenade. It's nuts. There's so much weaponry in there. It's absurd.
Yeah. And she says, you won't win. Which is interesting. Then we get that great fight, between Red Guardian and Taskmaster, which looks like it's going to be so much fun. And I just can't wait for all the videos that analyze all of Taskmaster's movements and tell us who all he is impersonating at which points. Cause I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of cool Easter eggs.
And, you know, I think that we've already gotten some articles about that in the MCU Cast Facebook chat group.
Oh, nice. That's awesome. I'll have to check out those articles. Cause this one, I think is the first time we've seen a Spider-Man thing, but I think there's going to be more. I bet there'll be like almost every character we know of, just like in his fighting style, which is such a fun, interesting way to do Easter eggy stuff.
Yep. Yep. I mean, this is the most Taskmaster footage that we have seen so far.
Yeah, for sure.
Cause I mean, we've got so much more now that he has done in this trailer. And even especially in the last part where he pulls out a sword, like we haven't seen anybody have a sword yet except for Clint.
Hmm. Yeah, that's true. We did see Clint a lot in that last movie with a sword. So maybe he gets something from him. But you know what would be really badass? Like really, really badass is if we get some nods and some Easter eggs for characters we haven't seen yet. Like what if we see him fight with a sword and he does a certain move, and then like three movies from now we get introduced to characters who use the moves that he's using in this movie. That's some like three-dimensional chess stuff.
Or like Black Knight.
Yeah, whoever. I don't know, man.
Well, Black Knight is in the Eternals,
right?
Which comes out later this year.
Sure. It's just I don't know about the timetable and stuff. I don't know if Black Knight's still around or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know, but
it's interesting.
That would be super cool. Be
super, super cool. Okay, the next shot we get is of the ladies walking through the red room. Not a whole lot to say, I don't think.
That looks more like that's the hospital hallway.
Okay. I was assuming it's bright red, which I just said that I think that might be part of the red room facility.
Yeah.
And it's bright red, so I think that might be a good call. It's probably all part of the red room facility. And then we get them running through the streets on motorcycles. It's just some basic action movie stuff.
Yeah. When it flashes to the dash, do you think she's listening to Avengers Assemble right there?
Oh yeah, for sure. It's on, yeah. just like that dashboard that was sent to us with Binger's ass. Somebody please make that Photoshop happen. cuts to the dashboard. It shows Binger's ass. I like it. That's really funny. I might have to do that.
It's fine. It's fine.
Okay. We get a bunch of actiony. She says, do I need to duck and cover? Do you have a plan to get away? He's like, my plan was to drive away. And she says, Your plan sucks. And then we get some archery, which looks like not just archery, but like archery with some sort of special effect on the tip. Very, very reminiscent of Mr. Clint Barton.
Yeah, that's absolutely Hawkeye.
Some explosions. And we get a crazy scene of Black Widow facing off with so many Black Widows.
5, 6, 7, 8, at least 9, 10, at least. Oh my God.
Yep.
There's so many Widows in there. And then they're behind her too.
Yep. And this is that room. Okay. I'm trying not to bear down on too much here, but if you pause it, there's a whole lot going on in this room once again.
There really is.
When these girls are coming down the stairs running at Black Widow, there's like a little old school looking globe thing. This room looks like really reminiscent of like the 80s.
I think this is that room.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
That room is just the most intriguing room in this movie. I wonder what is going to be actually going on. I'm guessing that's like Taskmaster's office or something.
They're all in black outfits with the Black Widow logo on the belt. These are modern. You know, she's got the stick, like the almost like stun batons that she had in Infinity War.
Yeah.
She's got those that she's fighting. Well, she's got one of those that she's fighting with.
Yes.
I guess we'll see where those came from.
Maybe so. When the one thing that interests me, when it cuts to the next shot, there are more women behind her. Is that one? There's one man though, right in the doorway. It looks like one man is standing there, and I don't know if he is. Maybe it's not a man. Maybe not.
No, I think it's just a. I think it's just a beefier lady.
Okay, that's you're probably right. Well, she's just surrounded with Black Widow or widows or whatever they're called. I don't know what the actual term. Ladies who have been part of this Red Room project. Then we get a really pretty cool scene. It looks like it's jumping back in the trailer to Red Guardian's escape.
Yeah, his prison breakout.
Yeah, that looks pretty cool.
You can see all the prisoners on the on their bars, just and the guards with shields that look like freaking door frames or doors, you know, pulled out of door frames.
Yeah. They have like words on them. I don't think I can read them though. I think they're a little language. And then we have a shot of Yelena and Natasha crying with one another. And I just can't even imagine how emotional that's going to be. This is so emotionally manipulative. Like this entire movie is so emotionally manipulative. The fact that Black Widow is dead, and now we're getting a movie that's going to humanize her to the point that we're going to like really feel bad about her death, even more so than we already did.
Oh no, Matt.
What?
I think that might be Yelena's death scene.
You think?
I think so. Because something was weird about the way that she pulled her to her, the way that Natasha pulled her, like pulled her face in.
It definitely looks like a goodbye of some sort, but I don't know about death. I really hope not. I hope Yelena sticks around.
I'm sorry if it is.
Yeah.
I'm going to apologize in advance.
Mm.
Oh, no.
Next shot is Taskmaster closing in on her in a really creepy way. It looks like the most scared Natasha has looked through the entire trailer.
It really does. And that's her modern outfit.
Yep.
So
this is an old times, and this looks again like that hospital that we keep seeing, which is probably part of the Red Room facility. And given that she said earlier in the trailer, we're going to stop it so they can't do this to anyone ever again. I think this is probably them trying to tear down the thing that built them. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And Taskmaster's defending it. And so are all the women. The next shot is of General Ross with all his cronies behind him, all the military. Again, this is probably earlier on. Yeah, actually, we've broken down this scenes of this sort in the past movies.
Well, he's got a cane in this one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's got a cane that he's walking with.
Interesting.
So this might be more modern General Ross.
Yeah, we've been assuming the General Ross stuff was older, but you might be right. Yeah, he does have a cane. Maybe we thought he was a little de-aged, but maybe not. Or maybe this is just a different area. Okay. Then we get the same shot of the SWAT team. We've seen another trailers. We get a really cool shot of Yelena taking down a guy in like a morgue, it looks like almost. I don't think it is a morgue, but some sort of freezer or something.
I don't think that's a freezer. If you look on the right, there's what look like electrical panels.
Right. It's just all metal walls. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. You know, at first I thought it was an elevator. I was like, why do we keep getting elevator fights?
Because they're awesome. Elevators and hallways.
They're awesome.
Elevators and hallways, man. That's all you need to have a good fight scene.
Enclosed spaces.
Mm-hmm. And how. Okay. Let's see here. We get a shot of a gun. Nothing too descriptive that.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. With her jumping off the edge and grabbing onto the cable that's hanging from the copter. If you pause it while she's hanging from the copter and, you know, you can see the what is this avalanche coming in. If you look down inside, you can see the fences and everything that that Alexei was standing near. This is definitely the break Alexei out of prison scene.
Okay. Interesting. I really thought that was going to be later in the film. A lot of that stuff was more a part of the when all the stuff's falling from the sky, but it does look like those two separate, very big action sequences.
Yep.
Then she says, "I'm done running," and it immediately cuts to her running down a hallway away from flames, which I thought was funny.
It's ironic.
That's ironic because she's clearly not. Also, where she's running from, this explosion, it looks like it's that hospital. You know, she said, won't let them do to others what they've done to me. Do you think it's possible that what she's actually trying to stop is that forced sterilization? Like, maybe that's exactly the place she's going to destroy.
That might be.
Because she's very clearly upset about that in Ultron. And that's what would make a lot of sense. We get a really cool shot of Red Guardian just to show us that anyone can kickflip a shield.
Yeah.
We get a shot of Red Guardian kickflipping the shield and then throwing it at, is this nondescript bad guy number four?
That's a Cape Killer. Yeah, that's one of the Cape Killers.
Okay. Cape Killer is on the hood of their vehicle.
Yep.
And Red Guardian throws it and knocks him off, which is real fun that we're like getting more Civil War stuff. How cool is that?
What I find to be really interesting about this Cape Killer being thrown off, you know, if you go to the outside, you can see that there is, like if you pause it as he's flying away, there is wreckage of something falling through the sky.
Yeah.
And this is not that chopper that they broke Alexei out with. This is a different gunship.
No, yeah. I think this is a part of that final battle sequence when all the stuff's falling from the sky, it seems like. At least I'm guessing that's the final battle sequence. So, and then we get the shot we've seen before of Yelena firing a missile. That looks like it's part of the... See, they're chopping a lot of stuff together here because it was like Yelena firing a missile that looks like might be the area where they caused the avalanche, but then it cuts to Yelena driving a helicopter, and I'm guessing it's where she's saving Black Widow as they're running from the avalanche. So that all seems like it's that earlier breakout scene, but it's they're cutting it together in a really funny way where it was like Yelena cuts to Yelena.
Yep. It's weird that Yelena's doing so much.
And this Cape Killer that we're seeing flying through the sky, attacking Black Widow. I love this shot of the Cape Killer flying down the wreckage and just like they're like surfing through the wreckage. I just love it, man. That's going to be so, so cool. You know me, I don't really care about action sequences all that much unless they matter. But I just know they're going to make them matter. I'm really excited. Yeah.
Well, this isn't just any random Cape Killer, though. This is This is Taskmaster in the air with a sword.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you, because it doesn't look like Taskmaster's armor. It looks like Cape Killer armor. Oh, no, I'm totally wrong. It does look like Taskmaster's helmet.
I was like,
From a different shot, I thought it looked like the Cape Killer helmet, but no, I'm wrong. It is Taskmaster. Okay, that's cool. Yeah, that makes more sense to me.
Oh my god,
looks real cool, like, man.
And then he uses the sword to kind of like slow himself down a little bit, mm-hmm. and leaps at her like, ah, it's gonna be so cool.
It's gonna be real cool. And then we get the really cool Black Widow title sequence, and then one last nice little joke where her mom tells her to stop slouching. And she's like, I'm not slouching. He's like, listen to your mother.
Yeah, listen to the mother. Up. I love Alexi so much.
Yep. I love David Harbour. He's great in Stranger Things. And I really am excited to see what he does here. It's going to be good.
Yep.
Up. It looks so funny. And that's the trailer, guys. We talked about it way longer than we intended to. We've actually, if we edited this properly, you will not have noticed, but we have been having really bad Skype issues on this recording. So this 30-minute cast probably took us an hour and a half to record, which has been very frustrating. So hopefully it wasn't that noticeable, but
there's several times where I've been like, son of a bitch, yep, that you're going to have
edit out. I'm going to have to go through and find all of Jeff's cursing and get it at least cleaned up a little bit.
Yeah, just a touch.
That's going to be it for us tonight, guys. We are the MCU Cast, Marvel Cinematic Universe Podcast. Hit us up at mcucast.com. StrandedPanda.com. You can find all our other podcasts and music and all kinds of things. So check all those places out. We love you guys. Peace.
Until next time, true believers.